Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to CenterPoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. In this show, we will discuss ways that we can journey to our own centers. This can help us access our inner resources to improve our physical abilities and health, our mental strength, our emotional well-being, and our spirituality. And today we are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Christian Howard. Hello, Christian.
Good morning, Dr. Anbar.
Good morning. I asked Christian to write a little intro, so I'll read what he said. Mr. Christian Howard is doing his share to bring love into our hurting world. He is proposing a new spirituality guided by Einstein, Jesus, and quantum physics that can work for anyone of any faith. It is based on individual personal power developed through self-hypnosis and meditation. He's the author of a book of devotional poems and an autobiography of his journeys to find the human, physical, and spiritual connection. Wow, very intriguing introduction, Christian.
That's quite a mouthful.
There you go. Maybe you can fill us in. You have a very diverse background. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, your life? How did you get to this point where you're bringing love into the hurting world?
Well, seeking for spirituality has been something that has been sort of on my mind and in my heart for many decades. And I've had some personal paranormal and spiritual experiences that have sort of propelled that forward. And I've come to find out that even quantum physics itself proves that there is a dimension that is not under the laws of physics. There is a spiritual dimension, that's where everything comes from. And since there are no physics and time there, it means that everything is spiritual at the same time as it's physical. So it's a question of going through science. I had a long period of when I was a mystic and doing deep meditations and working towards the superconscious. Then I became a hypnotherapist to study the subconscious. And with all of this brought together, it's created sort of a new spirituality. And so we're sort of at the end point here of a long journey. And so I'm delighted to be able to share that with you.
Well, I want to hear in great detail much of what you've learned, but can you just explain I work with a lot of young kids, adolescents, young adults. How did your background lead you to this place in your life?
You know, I don't know if there's any one particular thing, except it's just an inner urge. I mean, you know, some people have an urge to do one particular career or another, and it's just been an urge within me always to kind of find all of this out and to see what the physical and spiritual connection for humans really is. And so I don't think there's any one particular point that led me to this. It's sort of been a gradual accumulation of a lot of things. Many years of study. I studied Buddhism and Hinduism. I had a basis in Christianity. And so it's sort of an amalgamation of all of the various philosophies, including, of course, Plato and Aristotle, the classics. Shall we say, coming to the mountaintop of what human minds have brought us to, and putting that in a way that opens a door beyond the mountaintop of the physical to the vast expanses of the spiritual.
What kind of experiences did you have in your life that sort of opened your eyes to this kind of thinking. You said you had some paranormal experiences. Can you share some of those?
Sure. This is kind of an interesting question. There are so many, I don't know really which one to begin with. Let me just tell you one, which is that one of the people who was in my meditation group, I had my own while I was following Paramahansa Yogananda, who was Steve Jobs' guru and mine, and of course for millions of other people back in the 70s. And in that meditation group, one of the people who was attending the meditation walked through the door, looked immediately to her left, and said, "What's Babaji doing here?" And Babaji, in his dimension, had come into the meditation space approximately an hour earlier and was just kind of hanging out in his dimension in a corner of the room. And he's the supreme guru that Yogananda followed, and so is the supreme guru of SRF. And so that is an example of a particular paranormal event that another person could experience as well. And then one of the ladies in the meditation group was in a very, very deep state of meditation when someone touched her and she went into shock. And I lifted her up and carried her and put her on a couch so that she could rest and recover. And I was sort of promoted to sort of raise my hands and say a prayer for her. And I felt an electrical energy come through me, and I watched her face and head completely disappear into light and become light. And so this was just another of those things that just completely blew me away. And beyond that, having inspirations come to me, answers to questions, warnings. I remember the last time I rode my motorcycle, my inner voice said, "Please pull to the center of the road." And the minute I did that, a car that was right beside me pulled to the left. And had I not had that experience, of course, I would have been spread all over the street. But I gave up my my Triumph Bonneville the next day. And so it has been something that are spiritual events, physical events. They kind of come, they're all part of the entire life. So nothing special or specific, but just many things that have occurred under many circumstances.
So you mentioned Babaji was in the room. Were you aware of him before the lady came in?
Oh, yes. I could see him. And when she walked in and looked right over to where he was and said, "What's he doing here?" I said, "Oh, he's just been hanging out." And he had been hanging out there for probably a half hour. And I had seen him, so just the inner vision is one of the things that evolves as you go into deeper and deeper meditation and get into deeper spaces.
Now, you were in the meditation group, so something led you there. How did that come about that you took on meditation?
Well, actually, the first time I had an experience similar to the one with Babaji, and the first time that I broke through, so to speak, into being able to see onto the dimensions, I was in the Self-Realization Fellowship Lake Shrine Chapel in Pacific Palisades, and just sitting there quietly meditating, and a figure, a head, a face appeared in my inner vision, and introduced himself, and that was sort of where the inner vision opened. And beyond that, I spent countless hours with Anne-Marie Benstrom, who had a yoga retreat, and that many people and stars of the time went to. She was married to Flying Tiger Airlines founder Rob Prescott. And we had just some amazing experiences, which are related in my book. And all of these things adding together sort of became the path rather than any specific event.
And just to clarify for the listener, that the book is Eternity Already Here, available on Amazon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So do you feel that your life was guided to where you are now, or do you feel this was like chance? How did this evolve?
Well, I think that a pine tree seed is born to be a pine tree. And, you know, I think a little cabbage seed is in it to be a cabbage. And I feel that I was born to be who I am and to do what I'm supposed to do. And I haven't seen anybody else yet who's quite gathered the information we're speaking about in the way that I am. So that is something that, because it is based on science, and science is the same for everybody, I wanted what I'm doing and what I'm suggesting to be acceptable to an atheist, to a Christian, to a Muslim, to a Buddhist, to any human being. And do I feel guided towards that? Yes, because as I write, I feel that I'm in a flow of inspiration, and I have absolutely no ownership to any of this. As Puccini said about writing the opera Madame Butterfly, he said, I had nothing to do with this. He said it was God already wrote it, and it was already existing, and all I did was copy it down. And so I feel in my life as well, and everything I'm doing, I'm sort of just, it's already there. I'm just copying it down.
Well, so I guess this overlaps with fate, whether it occurs or not. So tell us about your vision. What is the message you want the world to know?
I would like the world to know the first law of quantum physics, which is that nothing in the physical universe can create itself. And that means that everything had to come from where there's no physics, because, you know, you can't be in the dimension where physics exists and it can't be created there. It has to come from where there is no physics. And so once you start adding these ideas up, you realize that quantum physics itself proves that a spiritual dimension has to exist before the physical universe and before the physical dimension, and that simultaneously, as we are physical, we are also always spiritual, because in that dimension there's no evolution, because that's something in the area of physics. There's no changing. So that dimension of spirituality, which we refer to as eternity, or we refer to as heaven, it cannot get any bigger or smaller, and it can't lose any pieces. That means that we have to be there all the time. It means that everything, and there's no evolution, so everything is also perfect. And so when you look at people like Dr. Evan Alexander, for example, who died of a rare brain disease, and he was flatlined for, I think it was, 8 days, and they were about to pull the plug on him, and he went to this other dimension, and his book is called Proof of Heaven. So there is not only a physical description from him of having been there and having come back, but he was also healed by a miracle of an incurable brain disease. And so what I'm trying to say here is that our perfect selves are the part of us that is the soul that lives in the spiritual realm of eternity or of heaven. And so that is what I like everybody to know, that they are beautiful and perfect and complete in the spirit dimension. And what I'm trying to have people learn is that they can tune into that perfection and to draw that into themselves. And the way of doing that, the jet route of doing that, is meditation, and added to that, as you and I are aware, making the mind peaceful by controlling the subconscious and accessing it through hypnosis and through self-hypnosis. So that's what I want everybody to know. I want people to know how beautiful they really are. And my whole thing about bringing love into the world is by saying, don't you guys realize that while we are all here and separate and fighting each other, we are all perfect and in the condition of love and harmony as an atom in the body of God? And so that's what I would like people to know. and to say, hey, we are all brothers and sisters with everything, the flowers, the sun, the oceans, with all of the beauty of this earth. We're all brothers and sisters in eternity. Let's start treating each other and ourselves with the condition from which we evolved, which is the beautiful love, the all-encompassing love of eternity.
So if everybody or if most people in the world had that vision, how do you think the world would be transformed?
Well, I think there wouldn't be any more wars. I think there would be, as it is all based on science and logic, civilizations would be based on science and logic, and I think would have a tremendous effect on society and on politics, and we'd stop fighting. I believe I read the figure of 34 million people who have been killed by Hitler, Stalin, religions, and basically all of the religions and beliefs in the world in the horrible time of the Middle Ages. And that can't happen if people adopt this view of logically, carefully, rationally fixing the problems of the world. So it's nothing political. It's something that's logical.
Let me ask a deeper question, perhaps. So if the world transformed, and I completely resonate with you, I have the same, I don't necessarily have the same viewpoint of how to get where you're going, but I think the world is about loving each other and helping each other, and the world should be much more harmonious. But here's another question. If the world was transformed in this way and we became all caring for everyone else, would there be a need for a world? Is it not possible that the reason we have all this strife in the world is it gives us a chance to better ourselves, to fight against strife? And so if strife was gone, it would be maybe a very different reason for the world to exist. How do you react to that?
I think you're completely right, and you bring up a beautiful point, because the whole idea, I think Jesus said it most beautifully when he said, "Know ye not your gods?" And to me that means that the soul part of us is a part of that body, the spiritual body we call the body of God. And so the whole thing for us is a search to find our genetics and to express our genetics as creators and as peoples with feeling in the world. And so the world is just a great schoolroom for that. And so as people progress and they become like bubbles in the ocean, the more spirituality they bring into themselves and the more light they bring into themselves, the further they rise upwards and upwards and upwards until they escape from the water they're in and they rise into the air above it. And so I believe that there will always be a need for the schoolroom of the earth for people to learn how to express the beauties of the soul that they have within them. And so you're totally correct. The world would, if everybody were perfect, there would be no need for the world. And so with tens of billions of galaxies in the universe, there must be billions of ways for our souls to live and to experience and to express spirit. And being physical on this physical planet with this human consciousness is just one of them. And as we know, with the lady who had her burst appendix that removed with hypnosis as the only pain anesthetic because she was allergic to all anesthetics, the subconscious can control the body and control the mind. And so this human body that we're in is just one aspect and one way to learn control so that we can express the beauty of spirit that we are, whether it's in music or whether it's in art or whether it's creating a beautiful company or an invention or helping other people as you do so beautifully. It's all part of the process of who we are and that we are all born for.
Maybe that's why some religions talk about the end of times when the Messiah comes and peace reigns. Maybe the world does change in that kind of scenario that we're talking about.
Correct. And the world we've got to remember is always, it's a body, and humanity is a body. And like a human body, it has its problems, and it has its cancers, and it has its destroying atoms, as we have been seeing so recently and tragically people right now in our country. And so those are the things that we will continue to have to vie against and protect ourselves from, and must be treated the same way as we treat cancer when it occurs in our physical bodies. We need to remove it, and we need to eliminate it. And so that will never stop, and people will always be born who can fulfill all the roles that society needs to keep itself safe, to keep it healthy, and to keep it moving forward.
That is a really interesting way of thinking of the world as a body. When we come back, I want to ask you more about how Einstein plays into this. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Coming attraction, Life Guide for Teens, Harnessing Your Inner Power to Be Healthy, Happy, and Confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Anbar to be published early 2025. Dr. Anbar's renowned counseling practice, Centerpoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Anbar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit dranbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine, with services in La Jolla, California, and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at CenterpointMedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Centerpoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. Our special guest today, Mr. Christian Howard, who is sharing us a philosophy he's developed over many years, maybe guided to come to this point of sharing this with the world. And we were talking earlier about how quantum physics tells us that nothing can be created out of nothing. How does Einstein fit into all of this, your concept?
Well, Einstein actually said that he agrees there is a God, and I don't exactly recall the quote, but he said that, I'm totally amazed at what is out there. There is a God, and we're blessed at what we can see of that, using his words, with our feeble little minds. And as he wrote to his daughter, he said to her, "Love is the quintessence of life, and love is the answer to to keeping all living things in the world. And so he had many, many beautiful things that he said. And he said that with regards to moving towards that type of an energy and a power, and along with Jesus, he agreed, you know, God's not some kind of a person, you know, some senior citizen sitting up in the clouds with a gray beard. He agreed with Jesus that God is love. And he said, love is the answer to all things in this world. And according to how he expressed it, he said, according to this approach, you can consider me among the most religious men in the world. And so Einstein was a scientist who was able to recognize the input of something. I mean, after all, love isn't something physical. And it happens to be the common language from our human world to the divine world, because let's face it, in the spiritual realm, opposites can't exist. There's no physics there, so there can't be love or hate. It only has to be one form. And since that spirit dimension creates rather than destroys, you know, Einstein and Jesus both said, that is love. And so love is the common energy between the physical and spiritual dimensions, and it is by bringing love into all aspects of our lives that we transform our lives, what we do, how we relate to each other, our relationships. We transform all of that with love. And Einstein alluded to that when he said, you know, and so far as all this is concerned, you can consider me one of the most religious people in the world.
So do you agree with Einstein's definition of God is love?
Yes, Einstein and Jesus, that God is love.
And so...
Yeah, Jesus said God is love, and those who worship him should worship him in spirit and in truth, and in every aspect of one's life, your thoughts and minds and actions.
So when earlier you said you felt guided, you're meant to be what you become, would you say love guided you to where you are?
You know, I'm not sure what the mechanism of guidance is. It's just that I'm just growing up to be the me that I am. You know, a rock is a rock, and a tree is a tree, and I'm just being who I am, and you and the beauty that you're sharing as Dr. Ran Anbar, you grew up to be Dr. Ran Anbar. I mean, we just have the influences that propel us to express what we are inside and what we think is important.
Yeah, but I think it's even a more intricate system in that the interplay that what we're exposed to in our lives helps develop us is also, seems to me, is there's some orchestration to it. It doesn't seem random.
Well, I would have to agree with that, but it's, it's, pardon me, it's kind of, you know, like Puccini, where when he went to find wherever it was that Madame Butterfly already existed, you know, something wanted that to exist and wanted him to be the channel, and that the opera was the system, and he was like the instrument that was able to share it. And so in that regard, I feel that as Puccini was prepared to receive Madame Butterfly from wherever God had created it, I feel I'm just sharing and listening to inspirations. And as I mentioned about the motorcycle a long time ago, you know, my inner self said, move to the center line, and I saved my life. And so I have an inner self that talks to me like that and inspires me, and I'm blessed with that. And so I feel that that's my duty to share it, and why we're having this conversation, and why I wrote the books, and the book of devotional poems, and the things that I hope will bring love into the lives of people who are touched by them.
Right. Sometimes I think that such experiences like you had with the motorcycle was put in your life so you can learn how this works. When I study the Bible, for example, and God tells Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, which Abraham does not. Abraham starts to follow that instruction, then at the end is told not to sacrifice. The question we've discussed is, why did God put Abraham through that trial? And one answer is so that Abraham realized how much faith he had in God. That's an answer that the rabbi suggested.
I think that's beautiful. It's the same thing for me, too. I mean, the primary thing that we learn as we get closer and closer to Spirit is that they do see 360. They can see past, present, future, what we need, why we're doing what we're doing. And yes, obedience is the main thing for that. And it was obedience, the communication first, but obedience second that kept me from harm. And so, yes, it's who are you following? Who are you obedient to first?
Now, you mentioned earlier interacting with the subconscious. Can you explain what that means to you?
Do I experience what? Could you say that again, please?
Interacting with your subconscious through the use of hypnosis. Can you explain what that means to you?
The use of consciousness?
Subconscious. The subconscious.
The subconscious and what it means to me?
Yes.
The subconscious to me is... how can I put it? It's the key to me that unlocks human potential. I'm talking now from a point of as a hypnotherapist. And it is something that can create realities. I mean, I believe there was a little senior citizen lady was told she's stiff as a board, and her head was put on one chair and her feet on the other, and she was able to span that no human could do in her condition in the normal state of mind. And so the subconscious is a doorway to a power that gets out of this human delusion, because this being human compared to being spiritual, the brain that we have is the delusion and contains the delusions that we need to overcome to become the essence of what our souls are in the spirit dimension. And as we were talking earlier, that's what the world is here for, so that we have a place, a location, a condition to overcome, so that we, by pushing and by our obedience and following our guidance and following our inspirations and our hopes, can express that little portion of eternity that's trying to discover itself in the physical world. We are little atoms of the body of God trying to manifest whole reality in a delusion that is the physical world and this human consciousness. And as Dr. Ibn Alexander said, after he got back from his journey to heaven, he said, our greatest problem is this human consciousness that we have, coming at, that we achieve realization.
Fascinating. This is CenterPoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Make-A-Wish has been granting life-changing wishes for children and families for over 40 years. A wish is something that gives children the opportunity to look outside their illness and restore a sense of childhood back to the child. With the help of donors and more than 43,000 worldwide volunteers, Make-A-Wish has collectively granted more than 520,000 wishes worldwide. Dr. Anbar has referred many patients to Make-A-Wish. To make a donation, go to worldwish.org. That's worldwish.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit dranbar.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Dr. Ron Ambar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
HealthyLife.net. Where positive overcomes negative.
Coming attraction, Life Guide for Teens, Harnessing Your Inner Power to Be Healthy, Happy, and Confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Ambar to be published early 2025. Dr. Ambar's renowned counseling practice, Centerpoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Ambar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Ambar, a special guest, Mr. Christian Howard, who's telling us about a new spirituality guided by Einstein, Jesus, and quantum mechanics. And you can read more about this, these ideas, in his book, Is Eternity Already Here?, available on Amazon.com. So, Christian, I'm wondering if you can tell us your thoughts. What's the difference between the soul and the subconscious?
I believe the difference is that they're two different bodies. The soul is a body that is created and has a mind that works for the spirit dimension. And as I mentioned earlier, the spirit dimension does not have any opposites. So the soul does not evolve from point A to point B as we evolve as humans. The soul expands. So we can't use the word evolve. It expands by accumulating knowledge. In other words, and it's kind of like a sponge. It just gets bigger and bigger with more and more light, and with the light comes greater and deeper understanding. And in the human realm, we, of course, evolve from, you know, point A to point B, and so we move forward from that. But I'd like to repeat just one thing that we touched on earlier, which is that we as souls who are, as far as I'm concerned, that was where the term fallen angels came from, because we are all angels in heaven, and we have fallen into the human dimension. And so we literally are, to me, eternity, rediscovering itself through the unique, beautiful, individual parts of eternity that we are. And so your life path and mine and everyone who is listening, we are all in our own life paths on a journey to rediscover the ways of accepting light and spirituality and the ways of being the little spark of eternity that we are. And so your question about the subconscious and the consciousness of the soul, the subconscious is to find the depth of our reality that we don't see consciously in our physical forms. And the soul, it has a type of consciousness that works from expansion, so there's no subconscious for the soul in its dimension, so to speak. It is a totally different kind of entity and evolves in a different kind of way.
And how does reincarnation play into your way of thinking?
Well, the fact of reincarnation, we have to go back to quantum physics, and quantum physics says that energy in the universe cannot be lost or destroyed. It can only change form. Your energy, as Dr. Anbar, mine, the energy of all of the individuals listening, a lifetime is a huge, expensive energy. It creates causes and effects, imbalances, things that we've done we're embarrassed about, things that we've done that have uplifted people and they like. This is all energy. And it cannot be lost. It all has to balance. And there is we use the word reincarnation, but let's call it something else because people don't like the idea. But I have had the experience, again, from my soul awareness. My former wife in this life and I had an experience that showed me she had been Joan of Arc in her past life, and we had been together then. And I had known her in England. And we lived at a particular place up in the mountains, and we drove by, and at the bottom of the mountains was a little fruit stand. And that fruit stand was run by a little Italian grocer, and he was always glum, never smiled the whole years I knew him. And one day when I went in there, I asked his wife, where was he? And she burst into tears and said he had died. And as I had gone down there and seen him, I intuitively inside me knew that this was the person who had been Joan of Arc's executioner. He was the one who lit the fire. And so when I asked how he had died, she said he was coming back from a supplier's with groceries. He flipped his truck on the corner. That was the day he left the gas cap off the truck. The truck caught fire. He burned up in the vehicle, and after getting and being taken to hospital, it took him 4 days to die. So, you know, this is just a specific event where I felt that I was completely involved in events from a prior life, in a reincarnation experience. I could give you others that I have had, but that is just a particularly poignant one because it was obviously a tragic death for anybody, but at the same time, in my mind, it was a retribution. I wondered to myself, how many fires did he light that burned people at the stake back in the Middle Ages? How many people did he kill? Did he deserve to suffer those 4 days before he died? Nothing ever happens without a cause and a reason. It is an effect. So it's back to quantum physics. Everything needs to be fulfilled. All equations must balance. And this is my backup and my background for accepting what to me is the fact, the necessary fact of reincarnation.
Can you speak a little bit about the overlap, if any, of spirits, demons, and angels?
Yes. There is no such thing as spirit, demons, and angels insofar as the spiritual realm is concerned. Humans are able to create, should we say, agglomerations of energy. You can feel sort of an evil spirit in something, or you can sense difficulties. If someone is a person you sense immediately, if it's someone you can trust. So yes, there can be accumulations where the emotions and feelings of people do put themselves into a particular focus, and that focus can have some sort of an inner expression or whatever, but these demons are purely existences in a physical realm. They're not spiritual, etheric, that's the word I'm looking for. There are etheric realms that rise just a bit above the physical world, where they are not physical, they're sort of and that can have what you're talking about. That's where spirits and demons could take form and be visited by people, just as some people can visit the spiritual realm.
What is fascinating to me, Christian, is that what you're telling us, I've heard echoes similar stories from many subconsciouses with whom I've interacted. So I do believe what you're representing is a reality outside of what we consider the physical world. It's similar stories.
Yes.
This is so interesting. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
More than 30,000 children and adults of every race and ethnic group in the U.S. have cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a disease causing long-lasting lung infections, limiting the ability to breathe over time. Dr. Anbar participated in research that helped advance survival of cystic fibrosis patients by more than 20 years. He encourages you to donate to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to help find a cure. It's easy to donate. Go to cff.org. That's cff.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit dranbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. Our special guest, Mr. Christian Howard, who is sharing his lessons that he's learned in his life and talking about a new spirituality. And I'm wondering, in this last segment, I often ask our guests for three tips they would like our audience to know about that they can already apply in their own lives today to better themselves. What would you suggest, Christian?
The first thing that I would suggest is for everybody to accept the reality proven by quantum physics that there is a spiritual dimension, and that you and I and everybody listening, we are all spiritual in a permanent, pain-free, complete, perfect state inside spirit at the same time as we are here in physical. So if someone were to go to sleep tonight and just have a quiet little prayer and say, just be grateful. You know, thank you for everything I am, and thank you for what I have the opportunity to become, and enfold me tonight in the love of my spirit self. Enfold me in the light and love of my soul while I'm sleeping, and let me wake up remembering whatever beautiful thoughts you want to share with me. In other words, I'd love people to start realizing about how very beautiful everybody is in the spirit realms, and to start accepting that. And just say quietly, peace, peace, peace. And then maybe count slowly down from 10 to 1. and then just let yourself flow into that energy of welcome, being grateful, and just saying, thank you. Let me feel your love for me. Let me be enfolded in your light and your healing love, and give me all of the energy that I need to be able to express who I am here in the world.
That's a great tip. Be part of the spiritual world, and you also told us, thank you, how to access this. So that's one thing to put in action tonight. What else would you like to teach us?
Beyond that, I would just start looking at everything, since everything is spiritual, everything in the physical world around us, the sunsets, sunrises, smiles, love that we're given, the birds, animals, everything, mountains, trees. Start looking at all the life around us as spirituality expressed in a physical way for us to be able to rejoice in and to gain uplift and to gain beauty from. Just start seeing God in everything, everywhere. And then just remember that, like everything I've just mentioned, you also are here to bring the beauty of who you are into the world everywhere. And so I believe that the pantheistic religion is the one that sees God immanent in everything. And so let's just have a new spirituality that accepts that God is and love are immanent in everything everywhere.
Okay, so that's great. So look for God and love everywhere. Be aware we're part of a spiritual world. And one last lesson that you'd like to share.
That's sort of an interesting one. I would just say that the main thing is to look at yourself and to say, am I being the best person that I can be in all situations? Am I thinking beautiful thoughts? Am I involved in actions that uplift? Am I sharing something worthwhile with my family and friends and in the world around me? In other words, are people going to be happy that I'm here? In other words, if you walk on the mountain, is the mountain going to be proud that you walked on its shoulders? It is the same thing with the world. Is the world going to be happy you were here? I love to make people laugh, and so have an effect on people. Make them be happy that you crossed their paths. And just always try to be the best that you can be. And just remember, you've got an entire spirit dimension that is waiting to express everything that you will let it express through you.
So that's great. So be aware of the spirituality. Look outside you and then look inside you. Which covers all the realms, if you would, at least of the natural world. And beyond.
Yeah. In fact, there's no separation except in our minds. And once we see spirituality imminent in everything, and make sure it's in everything we do, then that's the lesson of what you mentioned earlier. That's the need of the physical world. We're here to discover the little part of eternity that we are. And the last thought I would have is that, remember, you are an atom of the body of eternity, looking to find itself through the totally unique part of eternity that you are.
Wow. So again, if you want to learn more about Mr. Howard's thoughts about these ideas, pick up his book, It's Eternity Already Here. And I'm wondering, can you tell us a little bit beyond shows like this and talking about teaching people this new spirituality, what other things are you looking forward to doing in your life?
Are we speaking sort of on a personal level and the things I'm looking forward to doing, or things
on a personal level? Sure.
I'm sorry?
How are you going to manifest yourself?
Well, you know, I hope with all of this sounding seriousness and spirituality and so on to continue having fun, and kind of personally likes to end a day's work with a glass of wine or a beer. And, you know, I've been a private pilot in the past, and I also had my first helicopter lesson not too long ago, which I've always wanted to do. So who knows? I might finish adding a helicopter pilot rating to my ticket. And so I'd love to continue listening to beautiful music. And I'm also a musician and composer, and you can hear my song Carnival Bear sung by Linda Ronstadt on YouTube. And I look forward to writing a lot more music and a lot more songs. And so that's very much a part of what I'd like to do, because with music, as you know, that sort of reaches directly past the mind and goes to the soul. And so that's very important to me as well.
And I think what you're describing, showing us the embodiment of what you talked about earlier, being aware of your spirituality, looking for things to be grateful for in the world that represents love and God, and looking into oneself, and then projecting it through yourself as a tool, an instrument of love, of God. And you showed us beautifully how you're doing that, for which I thank you.
Yes, yeah. And to do things that are just sheer fun is important, and I'm not very good at that. And so I've been a little bit too, I think maybe, focused on, you know, doing things that take a lot of individual sort of selfish time, and I need to move away from that a little bit and share a little more with others. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Thank you so much for spending this time with us and teaching us so much, Mr. Christian Howard. I wish you all the best for the next 20, 40 years of fruitful endeavors.
Well, thank you so much, and I just totally appreciate being on your show, Dr. Anwar. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I hope the thoughts can be uplifting to your audience, because that is my hope, that they bring love and inspiration to anybody of any faith and help uplift their faith and uplift and help evolve the beauty of who they are.
I think you've succeeded. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anwar.